This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Mount Carmel inside the Snake Pit. Levi Ubeld back inside our WSMI studios producing this second round playoff action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000 watt voice of Mid-Illinois. So we will see the Mount Carmel offense on the field first as Carlinville has won the toss and deferred. So that means quarterback Blaine Sisson, he's just a sophomore, 6'2", 175. The tailbacks are Zeke Hadra, Carl. We saw him as a sophomore here. He was dangerous. He's in his senior campaign now, 5'10", 170. The other back, Gage Kinnard, he goes at 5'10", is just a junior. The wide receiver is Zach Allen. We'll see a lot of him at 6'2", 170. The tight end is Noah Martin. He is 6'1" as a senior. Then the offensive line at the tackle, Eli Swanson, a senior, 5'11", 227. Sophomore tackle Matthew Jackson, and then Luke Laws, a senior at guard, 6'3", 220. Noah Noble at guard, 5'9", 265, a senior. And Garrett Hodge, a junior, 5'7", 185, is the senior center for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. We'll get to the Carlinville defense here as we move along. So we are set for football at the Snake Pit. A beautiful day here in Mount Carmel as the sun is out. The Cavvies are ready. The Golden Aces are ready. The winner into the state quarterfinals next weekend. Mason Duckles has it teed at the 40. Puts his right foot to it. A low line drive kick will be hauled in at about the 33-yard line there by Ivan Holt. And Holt, check that, that will be Andrew Gillihan. He'll be out of bounds, out across the 45. And Mount Carmel will start at the Cavvy 46-yard, check that, at their own 46-yard line. Just underway in the opening quarter. So on the defensive line, Colton Robinson had a monster game against the coin last week, 6'2", 240, a senior. Aaron Wills, 6'5", 200, a senior. Harrison Naputi, 5'9", 200, a senior. Kai Williams, 5'9", 210, a senior. And Connor Strutner, 5'7", 140-pound junior on the defensive front. Zach Reels, 5'11", 185-pound junior linebacker. Ryan Hart, also a backer, 6'2", 185, and a junior. Ethan Siglock, Carson Weiser, Mason Duckles, and Jake Schwartz in the Cavvy secondary. Mount Carmel starts shotgun, straight ahead Sisson, and he'll be brought down right at the 50 for a gain of four. They faked the sweep handoff to the right, and Sisson poured off the left side for a gain of four on first down. They'll actually give him a gain of three, and it'll be second and seven. Start fast, finish strong. That's the name of the game, isn't it, Carlos?
It definitely is. I want the Cavaliers defense to get a good start here.
Sisson from shotgun, going to bring two men across the formation. That is Martin and Kinnard. But we're going to get motion on Mount Carmel.
Boy, we've had a lot of motion penalties in these playoffs.
On the offense.
Last week we had, what, about nine calls?
And Carl, that will be a new treat for us today. We've got the referee mic'd up. So we'll have to remember to shut our yaps whenever he's announcing the penalties. So that'll set up second down in about 11 for Mount Carmel. Sisson will operate from shotgun. Carlinville crowding the line of scrimmage. Shotgun snap away. Sisson rolling to his right. He's looking downfield, but he's going to run it. And the Cavaliers had him shut down just past the line of scrimmage. As Carl, that time Carlinville was not buying that Sisson was going to throw that ball, even though he was trying to fake it. Picked up 1 yard to the 46, and it's going to set up third and long. And at least on that type of play, Carl, the game against Payne and Max Lynch has to be beneficial right there.
You got to be able to cut that corner, too, and they've shown that Cavalier speed got to the edge.
Third and 10, an early chance here for the Carlinville defense to get off the field. Sisson from shotgun, straight back in the pocket. He's going to throw short underneath and incomplete, too far for Zeke Hadra. And Mount Carmel will have to punt going three and out on their first series. And Carl, when you win the toss and defer, that's what you're looking for from your defense.
That's what you're looking for. And for a quarterback throws 63% completions, it looks like he's got a little nerves going himself because that was a pretty easy routine throw, and he missed it bad.
That was a touch pass, and the touch was missing.
It was totally missing.
So Sisson will do the punting now for Mount Carmel. So they told me before the ball game, but it looks like Zach Allen is back there to put his foot to it. It is Allen. That's a low kick, angle towards the far sideline. It's going to go out of bounds, and Carlinville's going to get some pretty nice starting field position here. As boy, they're going to mark that out. What? They're beyond the 30-yard line. Looks like maybe the 35.
kind of a bad angle for us to look, but it did look like he shot that way out of bounds way too quick. And you're right, it's way upfield.
Yeah, our angle here in the press box isn't the best. And actually, the way that this field is laid, we can't even see the scoreboard. They have monitors set up in the press box with a camera on the scoreboard. Looks like the ball is marked at the 27-yard line of Carthenville. So here comes Aiden DeBerzy and his crew, and now we're going to get a motion penalty on Carthenville before the snap.
Dead ball, false start on the offense, repeat first down.
So that'll move the ball back 5 yards to the 22. Aiden DeBerzy, 5'10", 170-pound senior quarterback. Mason Patton's had a real nice year as the Cavvy tailback, 5'8", 165, a senior. The wide receivers, of course, Ethan Siglock and Carson Weiser, both seniors. Mason Duckles, a senior at 200 pounds, and Henry Kufa, 150-pound junior, are the wideouts for the Cavvies. We'll get you that line here. And another motion on Carthenville as Weiser goes in motion. And another flag.
Dead ball, offsides on the defense.
Oh, no,
repeat,
it's on the
first
defense.
Down.
Well, how about that? So Carthenville gave him 5 yards, and Mount Carmel said, no thanks, we don't want him. Take him back. The left tackle, Gage Hanna, 6'1", 210, a senior. Left guard, Colton Robinson, 6'2", 240, a senior. The center's Kai Williams, 5'9", 210 pounds, a senior. Harrison Naputi, the right guard, 5'9", 200, a senior. And Declan Braley, the right tackle, 5'9", 160, and a junior. Finally, a snap away for the Cavvies. DeBerzy, rolling, throwing, catch is made by Mason Duckles for a pickup of about 8 yards. As again, DeBerzy very comfortable on the edge, rolling and throwing. Gain of 8 out to the 35.
And this is Carlinville's game, as DeBerzy likes to throw short passes, extending the running game, and averages 8.39 per attempt.
And Carl, he's had a big year. The five pick game against Pena really kind of skewed his season numbers.
Yeah, that did affect his total numbers for interceptions, because really didn't throw too many for the rest of the year.
Second and 2, DeBerzy from gun will hand to Mason Patton, and Patton is wrapped up immediately. No gain on the play for Mason Patton, and it's going to set up 3rd and about 2 for the Cavvies. Just underway opening quarter, 9:15 for quarter number 1. Mount Carmel went 3 and out on their opening possession. Now the Cavaliers facing 3rd and 2 from their own 35. Duckles and Weiser lined up in the right slot. Siglock singled up top side of the formation. DeBerzy going to throw a quick hitter. Weiser with the catch, and Mount Carmel is ready for it. And they're going to wrap Carson Weiser up and throw it for a loss on the play. It'll be 4th down for the Cavvies.
Obviously, they did some of their film studies there, as they were really ready for that quick screen pass.
Yeah, Weiser had no chance there. Even if he makes one guy miss, there was two more Golden Aces defenders right there. But Carlinville unable to pick up a first down on their initial series. 8.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Duckles back to punt. Low kick off the side of his foot. Bounces just outside the 40. Scooped up. Now it's muffed. But Mount Carmel fortunate to get back on top there, as the Cavvies didn't have anybody back in the area as that ball squirted free that time from Ivan Holt.
First opportunity missed there. As you say, the Cavaliers could not get downfield quick enough, but that was a potential turnover.
So here comes the Mount Carmel offense for the second series. Boy, when you look at those bleachers across the way, Carl, and they're not completely packed, but there's a lot of folks stacked up on them concrete bleachers from field level all the way to the top of the bluff.
And then
they can see Indiana from up there.
Yeah, they can see anything from up there.
Here's Blaine Sisson from shotgun. He's going to throw out in the flat. Catch is made by Hadra. Gets away from one man, but not the second. As that was Siglock slowing him up. Zach Reels over there to clean it up. That's going to be a gain of about 5 for Mount Carmel on first down. They'll actually give him 6 out across the 45 to the 46. It'll be 2nd and 4 from there. Mount Carmel needs midfield for a first down. Last check, Pena was leading Maroa Forsyth 14-0. That was a second quarter score. That game kicked at 1 o'clock at Brummett Field in Pena. Sisson will motion a man across the formation. That's Kinnard. Sisson going to keep it himself, pour straight ahead, and he is going to be marked, I think, just a yard shy of the line to gain. It'll be 3rd and about 1. And at least early, Carl, Carlinville doing a good job of just kind of gang tackling and clogging it up.
See if they can come up with a big stick here on a 3rd and 1.
Umpire today is Mark French. He's from DeSoto. The referee is Aaron Wright. He is from DeCoin. The linesman, Mike Goddard from Carterville. The back judge, Andy Gerlach from Steelville. The line judge, Brad Wilson from Benton. Sisson going to pitch to Kennard running right. He's got the first down on that Mount Carmel sideline. Out of bounds inside the Carthenville 45, down to about the 44. Needed one, got five. That's the initial first down for either side here. Mount Carmel last week beat St. Joe Ogden 46-14 right here at the Snake Pit. Of course, Carthenville a home win over DeCoin a week ago. Sisson comes from shotgun here. They got two receivers over to the right. That's Z-Cadger off the left shoulder of Sisson. They motion a man back in the formation. He will take the pitch. That's Zach Allen. And great pursuit on the play. That was Aaron Wills, tracked him down from the backside. Gain of just one. Carl, the pursuit of the Carthenville defense has always been supreme, and it looks like that will be very critical today.
It definitely will be. They've showed both ends that they can do the left and the right side of getting to the running backs before they get around the corner.
So officially it's second and 10 for Mount Carmel. No gain on that play. On the carry from Allen. Sisson from shotgun. Straight back. Wills giving pressure backside. Aaron Wills giving chase. And Sisson just throws it right into the ground. But he was out of the pocket. And it'll be incomplete as Kennard was in the area. But Aaron Wills got a great jump off that ball, Carl.
He had quarterback sack in mind, but at least he did force the quarterback to throw the ball away.
Third and 10 for Mount Carmel. No score. Just about halfway through the opening quarter. This is the second Mount Carmel possession. They went three and out, had to punt. Cavies then went three and out, punted it right back. Now the Golden Aces, after picking up a first down, facing third and 10 at the Carthenville 42. They will motion a man, Allen. They're going to swing it to Allen out to the right. Do the Cavies have it covered up? They do. Oh, but Allen makes a man miss, fighting for yardage up near the sticks. Oh, Carl, missed opportunity for the Cavies right there. They should have had him stop for a gain of about one or two. He got through three different Cavalier defenders, and he is short, but Mount Carmel will line up and go now fourth and about a yard. Big snap early in the ball game. Sisson will come under center. I formation behind him. Fourth and two from the Cavy 34. Will they snap it, or is it a hard count situation? Carthenville stayed put. 10 seconds on the play clock. Snaps away. It'll be a handoff to Hadra. He's got the first down and a touchdown. He breaks free, and he will scamper into the end zone for the Mount Carmel touchdown. 34 yards on fourth and two.
Just didn't get a hold of him at the line of scrimmage, Tim. Not only then does he get the first down, but there's no one back there to make a play.
Boy, it was the third down play, Carl. They had him stopped.
Absolutely. They would have probably punted from there because it would have been fourth and 8-9 yards. But he got away, did a Zach Allen, and that's how they end up with a touchdown.
Well, Ivan Holt now on for the extra point try. Yeah, missed tackles on third and long, set up fourth and short, and Mount Carmel capitalizes. Extra point, though, is going to miss wide to the right. 5:21 for the opening quarter. Mount Carmel strikes first on a 34-yard run on fourth down for Zeke Hadra. Mount Carmel leads Carthenville 6-0. We'll come back with the Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Mount Carmel strikes first as they have it teed up for Ivan Holt at the 40, leading 6-0. Holt drives it deep with that powerful right leg. It'll be fumbled around back there on the goal line by Siglock, but then into the end zone. That will be a touchback. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary, 7 plays, 60 yards in 3 minutes and 4 seconds. A big fourth down conversion that led to a 34-yard touchdown from Zeke Hadra. Extra point no good, 6-0 to Mount Carmel. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carthenville, cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. So here comes the Cavalier offense for the second time today. They find themselves trailing 6-0 to Bersey. Going to swing it in the flat to Weiser. And good pursuit by the Mount Carmel defense has Weiser escorted out of bounds after a gain of just 2 yards. Some scores for you at the half. Pena leading Marrero Forsyth 14-0. Williamsville is up on Fairfield early 7-0. And at the half, Carrollton up 7-0 on Greenfield Northwestern. First time they've played in the postseason in 21 years. Low shotgun snap. DeBerzy digs it out, and then Patton lost his footing. And he lost a couple of yards back to the original line of scrimmage of the 20. So it's going to be third and long for Carlton DeVille's offense here. Coming on to the field will be Ryan Hart for the Cavvies. Carmel's only had 5 offensive snaps here in the ballgame so far. They will motion Hart across the formation as DeBerzy. Going to swing it out quickly. Catch is made by Siglock. Can't make the first guy miss. Great tackle made over there by Gage Kinnard. And the Cavvies will go 3 and out again. That actually went, I think, for a loss of 1. Well, Carlos, when we've seen the Cavaliers this year, when that quick wide receiver screen game is going, the Cavaliers are rolling. When it gets bottled up, they can have trouble at times moving the football. Snap back to Duckles. Oh, it's a low kick off the side of his foot. Going to take a Carlton DeVille roll. Good Cavvy bounce here. Going to wind up inside the 35 to about the 34. And, Carl, that probably had about 25 yards of roll on it.
Needed the roll to make it a good punt there. So, for the first time, Mount Carmel will not have quite as good a field position. They've been set up pretty good so far in this game on great field position, Tim.
Yeah, their last drive started at their own 40-yard line. Ended in a touchdown.
And the Carlinville's offense, there's two factors. Their running game, it looks like they're concentrating very heavily on Mason, and also they are definitely looking for those short passes, so they're going to have to do the quick hitch and roll and get downfield and burn them on bigger plays.
Well, you would think the double move is
going to have to be. They're all over a single.
Sisson from gun will hand to Hadra. Oh, made a nice move in the backfield. Then Reels cleans him up, but after a gain of 1. And the little things, Carl, Hadra should have been thrown for a loss of about 3 in the backfield. Instead, he gains a yard. Actually, he gained 2 yards to the 35. It'll be 2nd and 8 from there. 3:35, first quarter. Mount Carmel leading Carlton DeVille 6-0. Cavvies crowding that line of scrimmage. Sisson from gun, fakes to Hadra, throws a quick little hitter out here to Zach Allen. He's got space. Siglock had him hemmed in. Can he get him down? No. And now a nice cleanup tackle there by Carson Weiser. A flag comes out on the play. I think this will be a hold on Mount Carmel or an illegal block in the back. We'll hear from our umpire, Mark French, here in just a moment as he is mic'd up today at Mount Carmel. But that was a nice job by Allen to make the first man miss.
Personal foul. Face mask, defense, first down.
So not the expected penalty that we thought would be, but as it turns out, and again, Tim, a missed tackle, an extra few yards. Of course, the penalty is even going to be worse, but not looking the way we want right now.
So the play went out to what, about the 45, so let's call that a gain of about 10, and then tack on the penalty yardage after that down to the Carlinville 44. 3:15 for the first quarter. Not the start the Cavaliers were looking for here this afternoon. Sisson straight back in the pocket. Wills giving chase from behind. Throws over the middle. Catches made by Hadra with the screen. He's got green grass in front. Makes a move. A little hurdle into the end zone for the touchdown. That's a 44-yard touchdown for Mount Carmel. It comes at the 2:58 mark of the opening quarter. And Carl, the last two series, Hadra has burned them.
Burned them and burned them big with a 34-yard run and now a 44-yard reception.
So now Hart on for the extra point. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. 2:58 for the opening quarter. Mount Carmel leads Carlton DeVille 13-0. You're listening to the second round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Here, Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Three plays, 67 yards, took just 61 seconds. A big face mask penalty led to Blaine Sisson finding Zeke Hadger for 44 yards. Extra point good. Mount Carmel leads 13-0 at the 2:58 mark of the opening quarter. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville. Cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. The kickoff fielded on a hop by Siglock at about the 5, and Ethan gets a nice little burst out across the 25, close to the 30-yard line. And that's where the Cavs will start first and 10. And, Carl, two possessions, six plays, two three and outs.
Got to get that first down to get the offense started.
Boy, and you know, when you're on offense, you don't really feel like you're settled into the ball game until you pick up a first down.
Or two or three, and that would be ideal here.
Carmelville needs a good offensive possession right now. Down 13-0, 2:53 for the opening quarter. Sun-drenched field here in Mount Carmel. Handoff goes to Mason Patton running left, and not much there. Shut down. Maybe a gain of one out to the 30. It'll be second and 9. It's been tough sledding for the Carthenville offense. Well, the first play went for 8 yards, and after that, it's been 1, 2, or 0.
Or negative.
Or negative.
We've had a couple negative pass catches.
DeBerzy from shotgun here. He will motion Weiser left to right across the formation. Here comes Carson into the right slot. DeBerzy going to roll right, eyes down the field, looking short, incomplete, and it'll be third down.
Unfortunately, really good coverage by Mount Carmel there. Nowhere to go.
No, this Golden Aces defense has been blanketing the Carlinville receivers here, and Mason Patton, he's had nowhere to run either. Talked about the size of Mount Carmel, and that was the concern, I guess, coming in, Carl. When you talk about winning the point of attack, usually the biggest boys up front are victorious in that spot. DeBerzy now from shotgun, 3rd and 9. Rolling left, he's going to tuck, try to run, spins away from a little bit of trouble, still on his feet, now he's brought down after no gain on the play, and another 3 and out for the Carthenville offense. And he was looking to throw there, Carl, and to your point earlier, just nowhere to throw the football.
Nowhere to throw and getting quite a bit of pressure from the Mount Carmel defense.
Inside of 2 minutes now for the opening quarter, 105 seconds for quarter number one. 13-0 Mount Carmel, and the Golden Aces going to get the football back. Snap back to Mason. Duckles, there's a good punt. Fair catch called for and made. It's muffed, and the Cavies, can they get on top of it?
Oh, no.
They dove on top, and the ball squirted free, and Mount Carmel gets it. Oh, man, Henry Kufa. Nope, check that. Jake Schwartz. Nope, check that. Jake Eaglehoff had a chance to get on.
Had a chance.
He dove on top of it, and that dang, oddly shaped ball just popped right out of his gut belly.
Boy, oh, boy. That was the break the Cavaliers were looking for.
Mount Carmel's put two punts on the ground now. But that was a prime
opportunity. We have a dead
ball.
Sideline warning on Mount Carmel.
I got to get used to pausing for the referee, Carl.
I didn't see the flag on that one, though.
It was just a warning.
Right.
Sideline warning. So it's probably somewhere over there on the Mount Carmel sideline, which is the far side of the field from us. But, you know, these types of games, win or go home, the little things become big things, right? Not being able to fall on top of that football feels like a very big thing.
Well, it feels huge right now because Cavies needed some kind of break to get a little momentum going their way. And right now it's all Mount Carmel as they lead it 13-0.
They got the football back. 90 seconds here for the opening quarter as Zeke Hadra has gotten loose the last two Golden Aces possessions, a 34-yard touchdown run and a 44-yard touchdown reception. It was after Mount Carmel went 3 and out. On their first series. The fourth time they've had the football, one punt, two touchdowns. Carmel's offense has yet to pick up a first down. Blaine Sisson from shotgun. He's going to run a little inside option, a little shovel pass to Kinnard. He's got a big hole and a first down out around midfield. They'll give him the 50 and a gain of 15. Sisson faked like he was going outside and just slipped it inside with the shovel pass for a gain of 15 yards. Carmelville, I feel like they're on the ropes, Carl, even though there's 70 seconds to go in the first quarter here. Feels like danger time for the Cavaliers.
It's like you want to just hold suit as best as possible and get to the locker room to make changes.
Exact opposite start from a week ago where they jumped out 19-0 on DeCoin. But, of course, we saw DeCoin come back a week ago and eventually had that ball game tied. Here's Sisson, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, plows straight ahead, and the Cavaliers have it shut down after a pickup of about four. Harrison Naputi in on the stop there for the Cavvies, as they will give Sisson a gain of about 3 yards on that, down to the Carthenville 47, where it'll set up second and seven.
Well, the defense has done a good job on Sisson, who's their leading rusher and thrower, but they have not been able to control the other guys, especially Hatter.
The first down, or the first touchdown, I remember, came on fourth and two, so the Carthenville, I guess, sold out maybe to get the stop, and then once Hadra got past that first line, there was nobody left for resistance. Second and seven, Mount Carmel scrimmaging from the Cavvy 47. Sisson straight back, has time, throws, wide open sideline, catches made over there by Gage Kinnard for a Mount Carmel first down. Inside the Carthenville 30, down to about the 27. That's a pickup of 20.
And Blaine Sisson, looking like he was a little gun-shy early on his first pass, has been very accurate since.
Mount Carmel playing in the Little Illini Conference. First year they've been in this league, Carl. They were in an Indiana Conference for years. They won the districts we thought were coming into play. That was no good, so they went independent for one season, then got into the Little Illini in anticipation of the districts, which got rescinded. And Chad Easterday wants a timeout. He wants to talk to the defense. 7 seconds for the first quarter. It is 13-0, Mount Carmel leading over Carthenville. You're listening to the second round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Following the Carthenville timeout with just 7 seconds to go in the first quarter, you know the coach is not happy, Carl, when they call a timeout on that spot. Sisson going to do a little inside handoff to Kinnard. He gets loose right up the seam. That's going to be another Mount Carmel first down, and they're going to have first and goal when the second quarter gets underway. So Mount Carmel went three and out their first possession. Last three possessions, touchdown, touchdown. Now set up first and goal. 12 minutes in the books. Mount Carmel leading Carthenville 13-0. You're listening to high school playoff football on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Mount Carmel. Levi Ubelt back in our WSMI studios. Mount Carmel leading Carthenville 13-0. Carl, coming up next week, all sorts of Fighting Illini basketball for you. Brad Underwood Show Monday night at 7. Season opener hosting Jackson State on Tuesday at 6. Friday, they host Arkansas State at 7. Monday, they'll be at Marquette. That's a week from Monday at Marquette at 5 o'clock. All of it on 105.3. The Yaks. Here's Blaine Sisson, quarterback keeper, straight up the gut. Sisson, ball is out. Again, it's on the ground. Duckles says they have it. The Cavvies have it. They have recovered fumble.
The break they really, really needed here, Tim, and hopefully that'll spark this offense.
Sisson was fighting for the extra yardage, and the Cavvies were able to just rip it out. So the first play of the second quarter ends in a fumble for Mount Carmel. Now the Cavaliers have the ball, but they are deep in their own end. Ball will be marked at their own 9-yard line. And now would be just a wonderful time for a first down.
Got to get them sooner or later.
Carmelville in that first quarter, had the ball three times, three and outs. Here's Patton straight ahead as Mason is out across. Actually, I said the ball was marked at the 9. The ball was actually marked at the 5. Excuse me. And Patton then carried out to about the 7. So a gain of 2. It'll be 2nd and 8 from there.
Not many yards on the ground game right now.
Not many yards overall, period.
Well, none. And, the big line in the middle is really stuffing up the Cavalier running game.
DeBerzy from shotgun. He's going to pitch it to Patton running right. Mason tried to cut it up inside. Nothing really there as he'll be down shy of the 10. Give him the 9. It's going to be 3rd and about 6 for Carthenville. Went good pursuit that time from Mount Carmel. You saw some speed covering that sideline. Third down and 7. Boy, the Cavaliers need a first down. They do not want to be punting from their own end zone. Play clock at 13. Plenty of time for the Cavs in that regard. Just underway, second quarter, 13-0 Mount Carmel. DeBerzy. Flushed. He's going to throw. Caught by Weiser. Carson's loose at the 40. He's at midfield. Can he go? It's going to be a foot race. Can he be caught by Hart? 20, 10, 5. Kevin, woo-hoo. Touchdown.
Woo! Well, wasn't that turnover what the doctor ordered?
And 92 yards, Carlos. 92 yards.
We don't get a first down, Tim. But we'll take it, right?
We'll take it, absolutely. Oh, the explosiveness of the Carthenville offense. The Bursey put it on point, and then Weiser did the rest. 92 yards for the touchdown.
Quite honestly, probably the biggest, longest play we've seen from scrimmage this year.
That is a fact. Duckles on now for the extra point try. To Bursey to hold, snap back, hold down. Mason's kick up. Mason's kick, good. The Carthenville defense forces the fumble, and Aiden DeBursey hooks up with Carson Weiser for a 92-yard touchdown. Mount Carmel 13, Carthenville 7. We're back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary. Listen to this, Carlos. Three plays, 95 yards, a 92-yard touchdown from DeBursey to Weiser. Duckles extra point good, 13-7 Mount Carmel at the 10:25 mark of the first half. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville, cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Duckles has it teed up. He drives it low down the left side of the field. It'll be kind of kicked around down there by by Sisson. He makes one guy miss. Now he's loose down the sideline. A big return for Blaine Sisson. He's into the Carthenville side of the 50, inside the 45, down to about the 43. A big time return for Mount Carmel there after the Carthenville score. But Carl, the Cavaliers needed that in every sense of the word.
Oh, absolutely they did. After that turnover, I think it did spark them a little bit, but that was their first third down conversion, so it was huge too, as it scores a 92-yard touchdown.
Quick slant, DeBursey was on point, Weiser did the rest, but that is a big return from Blaine Sisson. Now the Carthenville defense really has no margin for error on this series that will start at the Cavvies' own 42-yard line. I think it was Jack Rouse who kept that from being a touchdown on the return. Sisson going to pitch it left with Kinnard. Flag comes out as Kinnard down the far sideline, forced out of bounds over there by Colton Robinson. We'll wait for the signal. Came on the back side of the play. We'll wait for our official signal here. They're asking Carl if they want to take the flag, so they will. It's going to be a hold, most likely, on Mount Carmel. The flag resting at the 42.
Needed that little penalty there.
Holding, offense, 10-yard penalty from the spot. Replay first down.
The spot being actually the line of scrimmage pretty much, Tim, so that makes it a 15-yard penalty because they don't get the gain then.
Think about the Carthenville situation here. Almost recovered the punt that Mount Carmel muffed. All of a sudden, it's first and goal. You're thinking, oh, sheesh. And then the Cavalier defense forces that fumble. And then the offense did what they had to do. Carl, we always talk about turnovers are important, but points off turnovers. That's the real stat.
Well, huge time for the Cavaliers to get those points.
First and 20 for Mount Carmel. Back at their own 48-yard line. Sisson straight back from shotgun. Has time, steps up, throws over the middle. That is caught for a first down. Oh, first down at the Cavvy 25. Coming back to the football, Gavin Smith. All sorts of time that time for Blaine Sisson in the pocket.
Too much time, like you say, in the pocket. Plus, really, the throw was way short, but the Cavvy defense just didn't come up quick enough to make a play on it.
Marked it at the 26. It'll be a gain of about 27 on first and 20. Inside of 10 minutes for the first half. Sisson from gun has Hadroff his right shoulder. They're going to run that little handoff to Kinnard inside, and the Cavaliers were ready for it that time. As in on the stop, Jake Schwartz over there for the Cavvies. As they got Kinnard down on the ground right at the 25. 13-7 Mount Carmel. Old Mace has got a great kickoff return following that 92-yard Carthenville touchdown from DeBursey to Weiser. Football field seems real long, Carl, when you're Carson Weiser running 92 yards.
Yeah, it's a long ways, isn't it? I'm just glad he had the speed.
That's right. Second and 9 for Mount Carmel. Sisson, quarterback draw right up the gut, And he spins away from contact. Oh, what a move. Sisson down the sideline. He's going to be out of bounds, shy of the goal line. But, man, Carl, that was a slippery move there in the hole. It looked like Carmville had him shut down for a short game, but he spun out of it.
Not an overpowering runner, but he does have some moves, Tim. That's the key. And he's got good speed, no doubt about it, as he's also the return man.
But you're right, though. His shiftiness.
Yes.
Hard to tackle.
It looks like they got him down, and he has a quick move and gets away.
First and goal at the 5. Power set now for Mount Carmel. Sisson will turn and hand to Hadra, reaching for the goal line. Is he in? No, they're going to mark him down at the 1. It'll be second and goal from there. Hadra reached out for the goal line, but just a yard shy. A big kickoff return from Blaine Sisson set this drive up for the Golden Aces. Another power formation. As Sisson will come under center. All 22 players within a yard of each other. They will hand. Nope. Sisson keeps himself off the right side into the end zone for the Mount Carmel touchdown. So the Golden Aces come right back with the answer at the 8:18 mark of the second quarter. For Sisson, his first touchdown on the ground today. And he really did a lot of the work there, Carly. He had the kickoff return. He had the big pass completion on first and 20. And then punches it in for 6. Ivan Holt now for the extra point try. Snap was low, and it's blocked. It's blocked. Beautifully done right through the middle that time. Blocked it with his chest.
Never seen a block actually travel 30 yards back.
That was Harrison Naputi. So the extra point, no good. 19-7, Mount Carmel with the lead. 8:18 for the first half. We're back with the Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary for Mount Carmel. 5 plays, 43 yards in 1:59 as Blaine Sisson pounds it in from 2 yards out. Extra point, no good at the 8:18 mark of the first half. Mount Carmel leads Carletonville 19-7. Kickoff from Hart, driven deep. Siglock will haul it in at the 5, out across the 10, 15, 20. Puts his foot in the ground, 25, still on his feet, and he will fight out shy of the 30 to about the 28-yard line, and that's where the Cavvies will take over, first and 10 with 8:10 to play in the first half. Heinz Furniture in Carletonville, cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Was there a flag out on that return, Carl? I see some of the Mount Carmel defenders confused.
Well, it's right there by the feet.
There it is. It's right where the run came to an end. What will the call be?
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike on the defense. Be first down.
So on Mount Carmel.
So instead of starting that drive at their own 28, that football is going to be stepped off 15 yards. There goes our official. He's to the Carletonville 40. He's still all walking. He's going to come to rest at the Cavvy 44-yard line. That's a big difference.
Very good field position for the Cavaliers. Love to see nothing more than an 8-10 play drive, Tim, and let the defense talk a little over with the coaching staff, you know.
Four receiver set, DeBerzy from gun. He's going to swing it to Weiser. Nice catch by Carson Weiser. Fighting hard for extra yardage. Took 4 Golden Aces defenders to get Weiser not down, but out of bounds. He's out across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. He caught that ball with one hand.
But, boy, look at the yardage. It's just not there.
No, that's great pursuit by Mount Carmel. Look at that play. It'd be 5 or 6. Went for 2, and they were lucky to get 2. DeBerzy from gun. Oh, he's pressured. Gets away. Now he's got some time. He will tuck, run, and, boy, not a whole lot there. He's escorted out of bounds right into the Mount Carmel bench. And, Carl, that's one of those plays we're used to seeing DeBerzy get 6 to 8 yards out of that. I don't know if he got 3.
Yeah, the yards just are not coming on the running game or that quick passing game either.
He got 3 exactly to the Carletonville 49-yard line. It'll set up 3rd and 5 from there. Must convert for the Cavvies. 7.5 minutes for the first half. 19-7, Mount Carmel leading. Big 3rd down and 5 for Carletonville. DeBerzy from shotgun. Play clock at 7. DeBerzy to the sideline, and Chad Easterday going to have to take his second timeout. 7:32 for the first half. Mount Carmel 19, Carthenville 7. The Cavvies had 3rd and 5 from their own 49 when we come back to the Snake Pit of Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Score update from Pena. Maroro Forsyth on the board. 14-7 Pena as they are inside of 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. That game kicked off at 1. We kicked off at 2 here in Mount Carmel today. Cavvies facing 3rd and 5, down by 12. 7:32 for the first half. DeBerzy from gun. Little pump action. Has time in the pocket. He's looking down the seam and incomplete. Oh, we had a man running free. He just left it a little bit high. Carl looking for Ryan Hart across the middle. And it was there.
It was there, and might have been interference. It was almost he got there too quick on the defense.
Chad Easterday sure thought it was interference. Didn't get the call, and they will have to punt. That's a missed opportunity for Carthenville right there. DeBerzy had the most time he's had all day.
Yeah, had the most time and had the man open just for a split second, but overshot him.
So see if the Carthenville special teams now can pin Mount Carmel deep. Duckles. High kick, almost got it blocked, hanging up. It's a short kick, takes a sideways bounce, and Carthenville will touch it down right around the Mount Carmel 25-yard line with 7:18 to play in the first half. So 19-7, Mount Carmel with the lead, and Carl outside of Mount Carmel's first possession where they went 3 and out and punted. They have drove the ball on the ensuing possessions, 3 touchdowns and a fumble inside their own 5. Or inside Carlinville's own 5, I should say. When they were going in seemingly for another score at the start of the quarter.
I mean, we can't mention how big that one Carlinville touchdown is because it's like a 2-touchdown score.
Yeah, that was
stops one of theirs and gave the Cavaliers a score.
That's 100% right. That was a 14-point swing. Here's Sisson from Shaka. Man, he's been a load today. He will hand it off running left. And a short gain there for Asher Kite. Carl, this type of offense, too, it just wears on you as the game goes on.
Did that look like that big a run? And what I'm pointing out is that was 5 yards. It looked like a 2-yard run. Their front line is very big and strong.
That's the difference right now. Plays that look like they're going to be 5 for Carlinville are 2. Plays that look like they're 2 for Mount Carmel are 5. 2nd and 5 from the 31. Sisson going to throw a quick hitting screen. Can Carlinville get it covered up? Nope. Loose is Zach Allen. He's got the first down the sideline, out of bounds. Out across the Mount Carmel 40, down at the 44. Gain of 13.
And there's another play where that first guy just is not making the tackle for the Cavaliers.
And that's something, Carl, that normally Carlinville's so good at open field tackling, and the first guy, if he doesn't get him down, he at least slows him up and lets the Cavalry arrive. But you're exactly right. Right now, Mount Carmel's making the first Carlinville defender miss clean.
Miss clean or just can't hang on. And, well, that's showing the talent of this Carmel team, too.
That's right. It's just different over in this part of the state, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, the shotgun snap gets away from Sisson. He has to fall on top. That's going to be a huge loss on first down. Wouldn't have cared if that would have happened on third down, Carl. Would have been fine by me. That ball is going to be, let's see, inside of the 40, back around the 36. That's going to be a loss of about 8. And I think Sisson just took his eyes off that, Carl. The snap appeared to be good.
It was in reachable, let's put it that way.
Good enough, yes. Well, it's 2nd down and 18 for Mount Carmel. They converted on 1st and 20 earlier. Their first touchdown came on 4th and 2. Sisson from gun, rolling right.
Wide open,
caught. That is Zach Allen. First down inside the Carthenville 40 at the 39-yard line. And Carl, he was wide open. He started on the left side of the field, ran all the way across the field, uncovered.
Time a defender gets there is too late, and another huge gain.
25 on that pickup. But they've had a couple of big pass plays, Carl, when they were behind the chains. 1st and 20, 2nd and 18. Convert them both. 1st and 10 now for Mount Carmel. They will scrimmage from the Cavvy 38-yard line, leading 19-7. We approach the 5-minute mark first half. Hand off to Hadra. Cuts it upfield. He's got another first down for Mount Carmel inside the Carthenville 30, down to about the 28. That's a gain of 11. And that's, I remember that name from 2019, Carl. He was just a sophomore, and he's just as electric now as the senior as he was as a sophomore.
Only four catches or four rushes, but they're for 49 yards, but he has two catches for 50, so he's already right at that 100 yards for this half.
And two touchdowns. 34-yarder on the ground, a 44-yarder through the air. New set of downs for Mount Carmel at the Cavvy 38-yard line. Sisson from shotgun, the young sophomore, will hand to Hadra. Cromville has him pinned in the backfield, and Hadra able to fall forward and picks up a yard down to the 27. But again, that kind of goes to Carl's point that he was making a moment ago. The Carlinville defensive line was in the backfield there. Instead of a 1 or 2 yard loss, it's a 1 yard gain.
Yeah, except for the fumbles in the backfield, they have no plays that have lost yards.
4 minutes, 10 seconds, first half. Remember, Carlinville does get the football to start the third quarter. They won the toss and deferred. From gun system, but flags are going to stop this before the snap.
Dead ball, false start on the offense. Repeat, second down.
That's our referee,
59.
Aaron Wright. Yeah, Carl, we got here to the press box, and they had an XLR cord, and it said, ref mic. I thought, interesting.
I
asked someone in my car, I said, is that actually going to work? They said, yes. I said, okay. We've never had that before.
Kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. It sure is. Carlinville takes their third and final timeout of the first half. 4 minutes for the second quarter. It is 19-7 Mount Carmel. The Golden Aces have second and 14 from the Cavvy 32. When we come back to Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Tim Ice, Carl DeBar back here at the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel. Levi Ubelt back in our WSMI studios producing the second round 3A playoff action here on WSMI FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Sisson straight back, has time. Now he's flush on the back pedal. He's back near midfield, gets away. He's going to throw it short, just got it away, and it'll be third down and 14. That was Colton Robinson was in on that play, Carl. I think it was Harrison Napudi as well in the backfield quickly.
And that's something they have to get better at this rest of this game. Put pressure on him. When he has time, he has picked them apart.
Carl, this has been the trouble spot for Carlinville, strangely enough. Third and long, or any down and distance and long today, has not gone well for the Cavvy defense. 3:52 for the half. And the play call here, Carl, very well may say if it's four down territory.
It could
Mount
be
Carmel.
Very easily. They could go with a shorter pass and just get half of it here.
They will motion Zach Allen. Shotgun snap was high. Sisson pulls it down. Hands to Hadra. Goodness gracious, he's got the first down and more. He's got the touchdown. Another long down and distance to go, and another touchdown for Mount Carmel. My goodness gracious. This one from 27 yards. Comes at the 3:43 mark of the first half. Carl, some days are just like that, but, boy, they've had the down and distances that they want, but the defense has not been able to capitalize here.
Well, they're getting it through the middle of the field and then breaking it outside, Tim, as they're getting through the line of scrimmage of the Cavaliers' defense. Big offensive line of Mount Carmel is dominating the line of scrimmage.
You know, when you sell out to, like Carmel is trying to stop the run, if they get past that first surge, there's nobody to help. Mount Carmel will line up and go for two. Sisson, straight back, has time, throws short, intercepted by the Cavaliers. And unfortunately, in high school, you can't run that back for 2 points because he might have had a chance to run that back for two
he
points.
He might have had a chance, but unfortunately, it didn't happen on a pass before.
That would have been
on a regular play. But
3:43 for the first half. Mount Carmel leading Carlinville 25-7. We'll come back with the Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Mount Carmel out in front 25-7 as Ivan Hart has it teed up at the 40. Siglock wakes deep for the Cavaliers, and he will get a chance. Low line drive return hauled in at about the 3 by Siglock. 10, 15, 20. Here comes Ethan. Full head of steam out across the 30. Still on his feet and dives out to the Cavvy 35. A nice field position to start for the Cavaliers with 3:36 to play in the half. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary for Mount Carmel. 8 plays, 75 yards. As it was Zeke Hadger for a 27-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion try was no good. 25-7 Mount Carmel with 3:36 to play in the first half. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville, cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. big possession here, Carl. Cavies get the football to start the second half. Can they go down and get points here at the end of the half? DeBerzy rolling, throwing short, and a dive incomplete, looking for Zach Reels.
And even if that's complete, Tim, it's a gain of one. It's like they're pushed back before they get down the field.
Yeah, routes that you feel like they're 5 or 6 yards down the field, they're basically at the line of scrimmage. So the clock stops on the incompletion, 3:32 to play for the first half. Second and 10 for the Cavies. DeBerzy from shotgun. Cronville in a kind of a spot that the coin was a week ago. Quick hitter. Siglock gets through two defenders. He's got the first down right to midfield and falls forward to the Mount Carmel 49-yard line. That is a gain of 16. And, Carl, that's the first time we've seen a Carlinville defender make somebody miss like that.
Finally got a little break there.
Or Carlinville offensive player, I should say. But Mount Carmel had that wide receiver screen covered up like they have
all
day. They
had two people, and they had to make two people miss to get away.
He split them and got upfield for the first down. Here is DeBerzy. Will hand to Patton, and Mason slips down, tried to make his cut, and takes a big hit from Asher Kite. Been tough sledding for the Carlinville run game today.
As Mason Patton's sixth carry, and he has a total of just 4 yards on those six carries.
You know, Carl, we've seen him slip a little bit. He's had some spotty footing here on a few of his carries in the first half. Inside of 3 minutes for quarter number two, 2:45 for the half. Second and 10, Carlinville at the Mount Carmel 49. Golden Aces lead 25-7. Cavies get the football to start the third quarter. Big possession in this ball game. DeBerzy from gun. Going to roll right down the field. Wasn't there. Now he's going to come back left. Catch is made by Siglock. And Ethan Siglock is going to be close, I think, to a Cavalier first down. They will spot him inside the 35 at the 34. I've got that as a gain of 15 and move the chains for the Cavies. A boy, Carl, DeBerzy did a great job to keep that play alive.
He kept the play alive. Like you say, it was designed to go to the right. He went to his left and found Sigma open.
So about he doesn't necessarily run a lot, but he's got the legs and the mobility to make things happen back there. And we saw it on that play. Now Mount Carmel wants a timeout. 2 minutes, 13 seconds for the first half. Carlinville's offense on the move here. They've picked up a couple of first downs. They have the football down to the Mount Carmel 34-yard line. The Golden Aces leading Carlinville 25-7. You're listening to the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Tim Ice, Carl DeBar back here at Mount Carmel on the banks of the Wabash River, a stone's throw away from Indiana. 25-7, Mount Carmel with the lead. Carlinville on the move, first and 10 at the 34 of Mount Carmel. And Carl informed me during the break, it's the first drive for Carlinville this game with two first downs.
Two first downs and needing a couple more.
They've got everything bunched left side. Miscommunication there. Weiser takes the pitch, acted like he wanted to throw. Carl, that play looked goofy from the get-go. Weiser went to hand it off, it looked like, but there was no one there. Then he kind of pitched it to Weiser. Weiser's first instinct was to rear back like he was going to throw down the field. Then he quickly tucked and ran for no gain. Second down. Actually, they might have given him a yard. They did. They gave him 1 yard to the 33.
Just a busted play, it looked like.
Out of a timeout, no less. Weiser in the backfield again. They're going to swing it to Carson. Oh, he's got a little room, does Carson Weiser. He's out of bounds inside of the 30. It's going to be third and short for Carlinville. So that's a little bit of a different look.
Giving them a different look. They're making those halftime adjustments on the run before halftime here.
Sometimes you can't wait till halftime.
You're right.
25-7 Mount Carmel. 2 minutes for the first half. Cavies get the football to start the second half. Weiser again lines up behind DeBerzy. Aiden going to swing it right to Carson Weiser. Can he make a man miss? Doesn't need to. Angles it for the first down for Carlinville out of bounds on that far sideline. And they have found something there with Carson Weiser in the backfield.
And another Cavie first down. Much needed.
Much needed. Looks like Weiser marked out at the 21 for a gain of 7. Plenty of time here for Carlinville. They have no timeouts. But where they are on the field, that should really not be a factor. A minute 57 for the first half. A drive that started at Carlinville's own 35-yard line. It's worked its way down to Mount Carmel's 21. Quick hitter, Henry Kufa, as Henry Can't make the first guy miss, but, man, he just kind of powered his way forward, Carl. He got hit with the initial surge but kept moving forward and got about 3 yards on that.
Still worthy. You like to see getting 3, 4, 5 yards on first downs instead of 0 and 1.
Second and long to Bursey, rolling left. He's going to tuck, run, bounces outside, runs through one tackle, and he should be right around the first down marker. He's out of bounds just outside the 10, and I think he has enough for a Carthenville first down, move the chains again. That's a pickup of about 10 for Aiden DeBersey, and that was a good piece of patient running there, Carl.
It was indeed, and he waited for his wide receiver to make a little block for him before he turned on the jets.
Got him the first down. First and 10 at the 11, so they can get a first down without a touchdown. DeBersey, pressure right in his face, swings it to Weiser. Carson looking for the corner, gets his legs taken out there. A nice open field tackle. Hopefully Carson is okay as he got his legs taken away from him there, and he is still down, slow to come to his feet. That was a good open field tackle by Andrew Gillihan, and Weiser has his helmet off, down, sitting up on the turf. Mount Carmel trainer is over there. The Carlinville trainer is going to get out quickly. It's on the far side of the field from the Cavalier sideline as Weiser still down, and he is banged up. We will step aside. 25-7 Mount Carmel with the lead. Carthenville has it down near the Mount Carmel goal line when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Weiser is up. He's walking off under his own power, but Carl, he looks a little ginger there, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anything too debilitating.
And he has been a huge key, especially in this drive now. Cavaliers picked up 4 first downs in this drive. Their first legitimate drive besides having the great 92-yard touchdown pass.
Second and 7 at the Mount Carmel 8. Well, this feels like 4-down territory, doesn't it?
It definitely does now.
DeBersey from shotgun. Second and 7. Oh, he has pressure. He's going to try to step away. He's going to throw late in zone, nearly intercepted through the fingertips of Zach Allen as he was looking for Henry Kufa. That was dangerous.
Dangerous, and, he was flirting with danger all the way that whole play as he was running for his life.
Well, Mount Carmel blew that up from the get-go as Aiden had pressure in his face basically as soon as he took the shotgun snap. Thought he might have had a chance to tuck and run there. He's going to bring up third down. Carson Weiser still not back in the ballgame for the Cavaliers. He's over there as close to Chad Easterday as he can get. He's got his helmet in hand. Third and 7 from the 8, 41 seconds for the first half. 25-7 Mount Carmel. From gun to Bursey. Looked like a busted play. He's going to throw. Looking in zone. Tipped away. Siglock was there. A great play at the last moment by Gavin Smith to get the deflection. It looked like that was ticketed for a touchdown. Fourth down. Fourth and 7 from the Mount Carmel 8. 36 seconds for the first half. 25-7. The Golden Aces with the lead. And with Carlinville getting the football to start the third quarter, this is huge in the ballgame. Fourth and 7. Here we go. Trip receivers to the right, and Mount Carmel wants a timeout. 36 seconds for the half, and maybe that'll give Carson Weiser an opportunity to get back in the ballgame. Fourth and 7 from the Mount Carmel 8 when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. Fourth and 7 from the Mount Carmel 8. Snaps away to Bursey. Left, throws, catch is bobbled and dropped by Siglock, but Carly, if he makes the catch, he wasn't getting to the sticks.
Would have been just short and 2 defenders on him.
So with 31 seconds left in the half, Carthenville drives all the way down to the Mount Carmel 8 before turning it over on downs. 25-7, Golden Aces with the lead. Cavies will get the football to start the second half. And it goes without saying here, Carl, that you cannot give up anything if you're Carthenville right now.
Absolutely.
Mount Carmel will start at their own 8-yard line. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Tim Mize along with Carl DeBar here at Mount Carmel. Levi Ubelt back in our WSMI studios. As Sisson will just take a knee, and we will get to halftime on that. So Mount Carmel at the half, leading Carthenville 25-7. The Cavvies will get the football coming out of the locker room. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. Ivan Hart drives it low. It's going to be kicked around, eventually picked up off the turf by Jack Rouse for the Cavaliers. Jack still on his feet, and he's out across the 30. Takes a big-time hit as he put his foot in the ground, tried to reverse field, and as he did that, he got popped. He did not have a center of gravity with him, Carl, when he took that hit.
No. The defender's coming in hard, and he's trying to go backwards, and that does not loom well for the hit.
The ball came out, but the Cavs got on top. So Carlinville's last possession ended down at the Mount Carmel 8. It was a 14-play drive before they turned it over on downs in the last 30 seconds of the first half. Down 25-7. Can the Cavs get to work here in the snake pit? Two receivers left, two receivers right. Carson Weiser is back in the ball game. He will go in motion for Carthenville. Here's Taberzi. Straight back. Time. Pressured late. Tipped and picked. Oh, boy. Off the hands of Weiser, intercepted by Zeke Adra. Carly had pressure in his face, and as he was throwing that ball, he could not step up. He threw it flat-footed over the helmet of a Mount Carmel defender, and it ends in the pick on the tip.
The pressure was on him, like you say, and, yeah, he could not really extend his throw at all, and that just got tipped from his own receiver, actually, but it did go right to the Mount Carmel defender.
It's off the hands of Weiser, and the way Taberzi threw that ball with the pressure, he did not have his typical touch on that short throw. Obviously not the way Carlinville wanted to start the second half. Intercepted on their first play. Here's Hadra running right. Zeke Hadra finds a seam right side inside the 25, down to about the 23. That's a pickup of 7.
Like I say, I'm shocked this team does not use him more, Tim. They only gave the ball to him 6 times in that half. All for good yards.
Been productive when he's had it. You know, Mount Carmel trying to figure out, how good is this team? You know, 10-0, but 2 forfeit wins, beat a winless team. You know, didn't have the toughest strength of schedule. They're good.
They're good. They have good power. They're a hard-hitting team and actually have some pretty good speed out there too.
Their line play, though, is probably what separates them. Here's Sisson, fakes the handoff to Hadra, keeps it himself. He's going to find the end zone. 10-5, touchdown.
And that's right up the middle again, Tim.
Carlinville's been like vulnerable there.
They have huge holes, and, boy, once they break the interior line, they usually have a easy path to the end zone.
So after the Carthenville interception, Mount Carmel wastes no time. 2 plays, 30 yards, and the touchdown. Now on for the extra point try is Ivan Hart. Snap rolls back to Sisson, and he's going to keep it himself. He's going to try to make something happen now. Rolling, throwing, end zone, and that is caught. Unbelievable. Caught back there by Gage Kinnard. And that is how it's going for Carthenville today. 2-point conversion good after the snap on the extra point was no good. So just 1 minute into the third quarter, Carthenville is intercepted. Mount Carmel gets a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. They lead 33-7. We'll come back with a Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Well, not what Carlinville was looking for. Picked off on their first play, and then 2 plays later, Mount Carmel into the end zone. They lead 33-7. Ivan Hart drives it low and deep, and that will find the end zone for a touchback. Carlinville will start 1st and 10 at their own 20 with 10:59 to play in the third quarter. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary for Mount Carmel following the interception. 2 plays, 30 yards, a 23-yard quarterback keeper for Blaine Sisson in just 45 seconds. That's all the longer the drive took. 2-point conversion good. Mount Carmel leads Carthenville 33-7. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville. Cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Carnival picked off on their first snap of the third quarter. They pitch left now to Mason Patton, trying to get the corner. He will not, as he is tracked down over there. Nice open field tackle by Dirk Kite. And when you think about this game, Carl, I think when Carnival's taking the bus ride home, they're going to think about the tackling that wasn't, because they have had
a lot of not there.
They've had a lot of opportunities middle of the field to make a play have been able to get the Golden Aces on the ground. They've had chances in the flats to make plays, have been able to get the Golden Aces on the ground. That was a pickup of about three, second and seven. Taberzi dancing in the backfield. He's in all sorts of trouble. He is sacked back inside the 20 at about the 19. Carl, the coverage was good. Taberzi then wanted to tuck and run, but Mount Carmel had those seams cut off as well.
Yeah, and really he's done a great job all game, Tim, eluding most of this. And that's the first sack.
It's going to be third and about 12 for Carthenville. Clock running inside of 10 minutes for the quarter.
But the pressure, and that's caused some of the bad passing, too. Obviously, the interception was due to the pressure.
You give the Mount Carmel defense all the credit here today. They have played a sensational ball game. Carmel has them spread out right now. Trip receivers right. And we've got a motion flag here on Carthenville.
False start on the offense. 5-yard penalty. Repeat, third down.
That'll be third and 17 now. Going to move the football back inside the 15. Officially, it'll be marked at the 13. 33-7 Mount Carmel. It was 25-7 at the half, and now the Golden Aces won a timeout to talk it over. 9.5 minutes for quarter number three here in the second round of the 3A playoffs. Mount Carmel leading Carthenville 33-7. We'll come back to Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Third and 17, but Mount Carmel lined up offsides.
Offsides on the defense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
Well, the 5 yards Carlinville lost, they get right back. Still going to be third and long, though, for the Cavvies. They scrimmage from their own 18-yard line. They need out to their 30 to keep this drive alive. And, boy, do they need to keep this drive alive. Empty backfield for Taberzi. It's flushed to his right, eyes down the field. He's going to throw middle and incomplete. Good defense over there by Mount Carmel. Well covered. It was Andrew Gillihan who got his hand on that football to bring up fourth down.
It's kind of like we had too many Cavaliers in that play, which drew all the defenders, too, because there was four defenders back there.
Three Carlinville receivers and four defenders.
Yeah.
Congested area.
A little too congestive.
So it's fourth down, and Carlinville is going to have to punt from inside their own 20. It'll be Mason Duckles. Snap was high. Mason pulls it down, and he is in trouble, and he is brought down inside the 10-yard line. Noah Martin brought him down. The snap was high. Mason did all he could to make sure that thing didn't go over his head, Carl, and he had no chance to get that away.
Yeah, he wish he had one more step and could have just thrown the ball away, because obviously that just give him a little worse field position, but regardless, it was going to end up being real good field position for Mount Carmel.
Start at their own, the Carthenville 7.
A disaster start to the Cavaliers second half.
This third quarter could not have started any worse. Carthenville looking for a mulligan here, but they're not going to get it. First pass, intercepted. Two plays later, Mount Carmel into the end zone. Then a three and out for the Cavvies, or we thought it was a three and out, but a bad snap on the punt sets Mount Carmel up first and goal at the 7. Sisson under center, hands to Hadra, and he marches right into the end zone for the touchdown. That was easy.
Well, this is what a great offensive line can do for any team, and I'm not putting down the running backs here by no means, but no one touched him. He went up the middle against the Cavaliers, and that line had just blasted a hole so big, he could just walk right in.
Well, and that's exactly right, Carl. I mean, we talk about all the time, football games are won up front in the trenches, and Mount Carmel has a big-time advantage on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball here today. Hart on for the extra point. It is up, and he snuck it inside the right upright. 40-7, Mount Carmel leading Carthenville, 9:14 to play third quarter. We'll come back with more playoff football on WSMI following these messages. Mount Carmel leading Carthenville here, 40-7 early third quarter. Williamsville up on Fairfield, 29-8. In the second half, Rochester after one all over Paris, 34-0 after one quarter. And Athens up on Cesar Valier, 36-7.
And Athens, that's 1A team too, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mount Carmel has blown this game wide open here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Carmel has an interception, a bad snap, and a punt. Both have led to Golden Aces touchdowns. Ivan Hart tees it up at the 40. Nice driving kick. Sidlock will haul it in right on the goal line. Here he comes, 10, 15, 20. Out across the 25, still on his feet, and he'll be brought down around the 27-yard line. And just, again, just gang-swarming tackling for Mount Carmel.
Yeah, I'll make that point too, Tim. This defense on Mount Carmel does not lack hustle. They are all over the ball carrier every single time.
And it kind of speaks to, like, Mount Carmel's offense, what they're really doing, because that's a trait of Carlinville's defense. They swarmed the football, you know, aggressive team tackling. But today, that has not been the case, and you give the credit to the Mount Carmel offense.
Yeah, you had to.
First and 10 Cavies from the 27. Taberzi rolling right. Flag comes out in the backfield. Taberzi still dancing around. He's going to air it out deep, looking for reels. Incomplete. We'll wait on the flag.
And another flag comes after that one.
One came out as Taberzi was rolling. The other came out seemingly after the ball had already been released.
The second one could be a after play kind of.
The official's going to get it straightened out here, and Aaron Wright will let us know the situation. It looks like he's going over towards the Mount Carmel sideline, wants to ask Michael Brewer, Golden Aces head coach, what he wants to do. Here comes our official announcement. Maybe. But when you're waiting for the official to open his microphone, Carl, sometimes it just, like, takes
two
forever.
Penalties on the offense.
Ooh.
Legal man downfield is declined. We have a hold. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
So both on the Cavies, they will take the holding penalty, and that's going to push Carlinville back about their own 15-yard line.
The holding penalty occurred like 5 yards in the backfield.
Yeah, spot foul.
So the spot foul, you get that 5 yards plus then the 10 yards. Third and for, or first and forever.
First and forever. Mount Carmel has been good on these spots today. As straight ahead, Mason Patton, not much there. Crosses the 15, gets to the 17. You think in that first half, Mount Carmel had a first and 20 converted on one play. Had, I think, second and 18 converted on the very next play. They have made the plays when they needed to be made today. Think about their big goal line stand at the end of the first half when Carmelville was threatening in what at the time was a 25-7 ball game. Now it's 40-7. About 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Taberzi in the pocket, going to throw short. Catch is made by Duckles and hit immediately. Actually, not Duckles on the catch. That's Ryan Hart. And he caught it, and he was dropped. No chance to turn upfield. Didn't even make it to the 20. Gain of 2. Carl, these are just plays that we're used to seeing throughout the year and over the years that go
8, 12 yards on a regular basis, 5 to 8 yards, and then sometimes deep, you know, for 20 or 30.
And today they're going for 2.
And no expansion from there because they're getting tackled instantly.
Second, check that, third and a mile now. They're going to swing it short. Catch is made by Pat. He's got nowhere to go as he gets out to the 21. So, Carl, 3 plays, and they gain 6 yards. 2 on each. Fourth down and long for Carlinville.
Well, what it is like they got 14 players.
It sure seems like
they got double
it?
Teams on everybody somehow. And that doesn't seem logical, but it seems like every time the ball is thrown, there's 2 people there to make a play, not just one.
Yeah, when you're in the right spots all the time, it does seem like you just have a boatload of guys out there. Low kick for Duckles, but he got this one away. It takes a hop right into the belly that time of Andrew Gillihan. And Gillihan is going to be out of bounds at the Carlinville 42-yard line. And, Carl, all of a sudden, the Cavaliers in danger of getting the running clock put on them here, and that is just not something that I remotely considered as a possibility today.
No, we expected fairly even teams. And, you know, if the Cavaliers could have got a drive at the beginning of the game, I think that would have helped a lot, Tim, because they did finally get a good offensive drive besides their one score, but they didn't ever put any more together.
Carl, they have not had an answer for the Mount Carmel offense today. The big offensive line has controlled the point of attack, and then the legs of Blaine Sisson, and it just his shiftiness in the hole. He has slithered away from a handful of tackles today and turned it into big gains. Carlinville crowding the line. They will hand to Zeke Hadra as Hadra will get inside the 40 down to about the 39-yard line, a pickup of three. What a venue it is here at Mount Carmel. Boy, Carl, you look at some of those people making that long trek up the steps. It's like,
oh boy,
you don't want to sit in the front row down there.
Not really. And there is no benders to bring you food and soda or anything.
No, they don't have that.
I'm like, you're stuck there.
You're getting your steps in if you sit over there on the far sideline on the side of the bluff. But what a neat venue down here at Mount Carmel. This part of the state has always played tough, tough football. Here is Sisson, fakes it to Hadra, going to keep it himself, bounces outside, has the first down, woo, splits the cavies with the speed. There's a juke, there's a shimmy,
oh,
and he's into
goodness.
The end zone. Oh, my gosh. He left four Carlinville defenders flat on their face on the sideline. That is one of the more impressive runs you are going to see from a quarterback, Carl. That's a 39-yard touchdown. He split two defenders, juked two defenders, and slid away from a fifth. My goodness gracious.
There was, what, eight different moves in that one run? Something to that effect.
Something to that effect.
You're right. He put down a lot of good defenders. They just could not get a hold of him.
Unbelievable from Blaine Sisson. That was as good we'll get. Now the extra point for the running clock. Kick up, kick, good. Wow. 47-7, Mount Carmel with the lead over Carlinville, 6:13 for the third quarter. Back to the Snake Pit following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary for Mount Carmel. My goodness gracious. Blaine Sisson, a 39-yard touchdown. It's a two-play drive, 42 yards in just 67 seconds. Extra point good to make it 47-7, and the clock will run the rest of the way. And, Carl, this first half of the third quarter has just been an unmitigated disaster from the Carlinville perspective.
Everything can go wrong, has gone wrong in the second half for the Cavaliers, and everything can go right seems to be going right for Mount Carmel.
Well, they say you create your own luck, and Mount Carmel, I guess, has done that today, if you want to put it that way. Siglock going to haul this kick off the bounce at the 5, 10, 15, 20, and he'll get to the 25 and no more. And, again, the clock will run for the remainder of the ball game. It's Mount Carmel going to improve to 11-0. And after watching this team, Carl, they're different than Pena in every way, right? Like, they are explosive. They are good.
Explosive.
They don't have the same type of overall speed that Pena has, but they have enough speed, a lot of size, and the ability to make you miss. And I think that's probably the greatest skill that Blaine Sisson has, that Zeke Hadra has, is they've got the speed, but they've got the shiftiness and the shakes to make you miss. DeBerzy was hit on the release, somehow got it away to Henry Kufa. Kufa pops out of there, and he's brought down at about the 34-yard line. Picked up about eight, called to the 33. But that's what I've taken away from Mount Carmel, is they are just tough to tackle in space.
Tough to tackle in space, but they get those big opening run. That's the difference. Pena doesn't have the line like Mount Carmel does. We can tell that because we had
the head
conference.
By the time Mount Carmel opens the hole, and by the time they come firing through there, good luck. Little swing pass to Patton, nothing doing. He is thrown down short. Needed two, didn't get it. Going to be third down. And that's just great pursuit from Mount Carmel. As the pass was accurate, Patton caught in stride. There's nothing to do after the catch. Third down and one. DeBerzy from gun, two receivers left, two receivers right. They will hand to Patton. Mason has his first big hole to run through of the day. Picks up the first down out to the Carlinville 40. Gain of seven. Good blocking up front there from the Carlinville offensive line.
Yeah, for Mason's first carry over 3 yards in this game.
Carmel, you just
That's how tough this line is on the Cavaliers right now.
Just from a size perspective, when you look at the Carlinville offensive line, you look at the Mount Carmel defensive line, there is a noticeable difference.
Like 2-1? Size almost, yes.
Timeout.
It almost looks that way, yeah.
Timeout on the field, 4:13 for the ball game. Mount Carmel leading Carlinville 47-7. Back to Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. First and 10 for the Cavvies from their own 40. Down 40. Hands to Patton, does to Bursey, and Mason straight ahead, and he is stacked and driven back after no gain. There has just been nowhere to go up front for Carthenville here today. Luke Laws was in on that stop, and Carl, they list him at 6'3", 220.
Mm-mm. 10 carries for Patton for 15 yards, so you know that's not his normal average. He's a solid 5-plus yard carrier.
The chunks of yards just have not been there today outside of the 92-yard touchdown. That's how Carthenville got their points. DeBersey airs it out looking for Siglock. Had to drop it in between two Mount Carmel defenders, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, they blanket the secondary pretty darn well, too. So you can see this Mount Carmel team have a good shot going on the playoffs.
Well, Carl, it looks like there's been a lot of zone coverage today for Mount Carmel, too, just kind of covering up the areas. And
then you got a good rush. So if you don't have a line to keep their rush off your quarterback and they're in a zone, they probably can pick off a few passes that way too.
From shotgun to Bursey now, third and 10 for the Cavvies. Aiden straight back, pressured, yep, and down he goes back at the 30.
And again, not just one, but two guys just rolled right over to Bursey.
Yeah, that was Eli Swanson. He's 5'11", 227, and Luke Law is 6'3", 220. Those are big boys, Carl, with some low centers of gravity and very powerful. And really, they have dominated this game today. The defensive, yeah, line for Mount Carmel is really the story of this ball game.
Defensive line and offensive, yeah, line, both lines. And, yeah, there's talent on this team, but they're just a more powerful team than the Cavaliers are.
Snap back to Duckles, gets the punt away, hits it at the 45, takes a Carthenville roll inside the 35, and it'll come to rest at the 30-yard line. You know, we talk about, like, basketball. I think it was the old Phil Jackson line about it's a big man's game, right? Like, if you've got 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot,
sure,
you have an inherent advantage. And speed is a great equalizer, but when you've got power on the line, That can neutralize a lot of different things.
Right. There's no time to set those plays. There's no time for that, you know, the wide receiver to get around the corner to be open. And Tiberzi has to throw it away or make a dangerous throw, which he's had to do several times in this game.
100 seconds for the third quarter, running clock here this afternoon, 47-7. It was 25-7 at the half. Carthenville got the football to start the third quarter. Their first play of the half was intercepted at their own 23-yard line, and Mount Carmel has run away and hid from that point forward. Here's Zeke Hadra. He wants to bounce it outside. Siglock not going to let him do it. Slings him down. That's really, Carl,
the first time. It is the first time in this game that Mr. Hadra did not gain over, well, a yard to 3 yards at least.
Siglock did a good job of wrapping him up high and slinging him down. Gain of one.
And that's on with one-on-one. That was another factor. Almost every time, if it was one-on-one, they were breaking those tackles. Good tackle there, but, boy, they needed about 10 more of them during the game, yeah, didn't they, to keep this team down.
Yeah, Hadra and Sisson have been hard to get on the ground here today for the Cavvies. Sisson comes under center. They will turn and hand to Zeke Hadra. And Hadra tries to squirt free, but he will not. He'll get out across the 35 to about the 36. Going to be third down and about four. And I call it more like five for Mount Carmel. 20 seconds for the first half. Or, excuse me, for the third quarter. Clock running as Mount Carmel has 20 seconds on the play clock. So they can let this third quarter clock just roll down as the Golden Aces put four fingers to the sky after three quarters here in the second round of the 3A playoffs. It is Mount Carmel 47, Carthenville 7. We'll come back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, the harsh reality kind of setting in for Carthenville now, Carlos.
No doubt about it. And Mount Carmel has dominated, like you say, both lines, offense, defense, and just big plays. They've also made most of them. The Cavaliers do have the one shining play, and that was great, in the 94-yard touchdown.
Yeah, this isn't a situation where it was a play here or a play there. This has been really thorough control for Mount Carmel from the get-go. They keep it on the ground. That is Gage Kinnard pounding his way out across the 40. He picks up the first down. So on a day when Carmelville's offense really has struggled to gain 2 or 3 yards per play, Mount Carmel's offense is probably averaging, I don't know, 6 or 7 yards a play.
Right, and you also got to remember all those big third down plays. It was third and 20 one time they made it. So they've come up with all the big third down plays, and that's been a big difference in this game.
They've had some big pass plays in this ball game, big chunks of yards, as Carl said, where the down and distance wasn't in their favor. The clock will run the entirety here of the fourth quarter. The third quarter just got off to a disastrous start for the Cavaliers with an interception on the first play. There's a flag that comes in late as Hadry was bottled up for no gain on that play, but we'll wait for the flag.
Personal foul, face mask on the defense, 15-yard penalty.
We know how you can tackle him, but it's illegal.
Yeah, Carl. Just one of those days for the Cavaliers, you know. It's like anything that can go wrong has gone wrong.
It has.
And, you know, you see things that Carmelville doesn't normally do getting done today. It's just one of those things, you know. The old saying is, Mama said there's going to be days like this.
Yeah.
And this is one of them days for the Cavaliers. Athens winning over Cesar Valier 43-21 and Rochester all over Paris 41-6. Pena won earlier today, beating Moreau Forsyth 29-7. Williamsville was in control over Fairfield. Carrollton beat Greenfield Northwestern today 14-6. And last report we had was a halftime score. St. Teresa was all over Vandalia. I think it was 40-14 at the half. All Mount Carmel here today as the Golden Aces take a timeout. 10 minutes, 15 seconds for the ball game. Mount Carmel leading Carthenville 47-7. You're listening to Playoff Football on WUSMI. Following the Mount Carmel timeout, Golden Aces come into a tight formation. Sisson under center. They will hand it off. That is Hadra, brought down by Zach Reels on the play, but not before he carries down to the 35-yard line, a pickup of about 7. Actually, pick up closer to 5 on that. It'll be – no, I was right the first time, Carl. It's 2nd and 3. So last time I checked, that would be a 7-yard
game. Yeah, that sounds right.
Looks like a long 3, though, based on where the line of scrimmage is and the chain is.
106 yards for Hadra. He has a fine game with just 12 carries.
Boy, that's quite the average. Hefty.
Yes, it is.
I formation behind Sisson, who comes under center. The deep back is Asher Kite. They will give to Kite, running right side, runs through one arm tackle, still on his feet, and he'll be brought down inside the Carthenville 20 at the 19. That's a gain of 16 yards for Asher Kite. He's just a sophomore. The lights are on here. Not quite sure why that's the case.
Well, it's dark over there.
I guess you
kind of get blocked from the sun a little bit with the tall trees, too.
Just a neat high school facility here, football field at Mount Carmel. If you're ever in the area, you should swing by and check it out. Next time you're on your way to Indiana, stop by. Here is Sisson, quick little handoff. That goes to Kinnard, and he carries for a couple of yards down to about the 17. Let's see. Looks like about 8:25 left in the ball game. So we can't actually see the scoreboard from the press box. So they have monitors set up here, but there's a sun glare. I think it says 8:12. That's what we're going with, Carlos. There's just a lot of neat little things about this place when you come, whether you're a player, fan, or broadcaster.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a. Love to see it. We'd love to go back with a Cavalier win, though. It's going to be the second time we've been here, and we haven't had much fun at going home.
It's a longer drive home.
Here's it's Asher a long Kite, drive
right
home.
Side, not much there. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, it's a great place, but the problem when you come to it, you got to play Mount Carmel. And it is a really – it's a great home field advantage. It's a very unique, just playing field here with the way that it is set up. But don't kid yourselves. This Mount Carmel team, it doesn't matter what type of field they play on, how their stands are cut into the side of the bluff. Year in, year out, Carl, over decades, much like Carmelville, this is a football program that just turns it out.
And like we earlier said, you know, a lot of their games were lopsided. Well, we know why. They are that good.
Yeah, we see exactly why. Here is Sisson. He ends the kite. Hit in the backfield. Good pressure right there. As that was Colton Robinson. And Carl, Colton Robinson lived in the backfield last week against DeCoin.
Lived against DeCoin. Did a lot of big plays against Payne. Like I say, Payne's line's not as good. DeCoin's line not near as good because Cavaliers have not been able to get to the quarterback really at all in this game.
There's been very little.
No rush at all as far as getting to him. And force him to make maybe a mistake.
I mean, just look at those Mount Carmel lines, and they didn't provide heights and weights for all the kids, but those boys are all stout.
Yep, and they can lock people up. It looks like on the line of scrimmage pretty easily.
Yeah, they have opened big holes for Sisson and Hadra to run through here this afternoon. Sisson going to pitch left. This is Asher Kite. Carthenville has him strung out, but Kite puts his foot in the ground, cuts it upfield, and he's got a Mount Carmel first down. Inside of the 10, down right around the 5. Gain of about 12. This is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Athens now up 50-21 on Cesar Valier and Williamsville, Oliver Fairfield, 35-8. We passed Fairfield on the way, Carl.
Yes, we did.
Fairfield will have a long trek home from Williamsville.
And not a happy one either.
Nope. You know, Fairfield's one of those teams over the years, Carl. They have had a lot of really good regular season records, but not necessarily a lot of playoff success. Hand off to Asher Kite, and he fights his way into the end zone for the Golden Aces touchdown. That comes at the 5:32 mark of the ball game. Carl, if you remember in 19, after Mount Carmel beat Carlinville in the first round, they went to Vandalia for the second round and lost on a field goal late.
And that's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah. That touchdown, a 5-yarder, caps a 9-play, 70-yard drive. Now Ivan Hart on for the extra point. Snap was a little high. It's put down. Kite's kick, plenty of leg, and it is good. 5:32 for the ball game. It is all Mount Carmel this afternoon. 54-7. They lead Carthenville back with the Golden Aces kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture scoring summary for Mount Carmel. 9 plays, 70 yards. Aisher Kite with a 5-yard touchdown at the 5:32 mark of the fourth quarter. Extra point good to make it 54-7 Mount Carmel. Heinz Furniture in Carthenville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. Of course, we'll have scores for you Monday morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. And girls high school basketball, by the way, 10 days away. Our traditional opener, it'll be Nokomis at Litchfield in girls hoops, November 16th on WSMI FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. That's been our girls basketball opener for, I don't know, better part of 30 years probably, Carl.
It has indeed.
Here's Hart. That's a low line drive kick scooped up by Henry Kufa out across the 25-30. And Kufa, nice return shy of the 40-yard line. And that's where Carthenville will take over with 5:20 to play in the ballgame.
That was kind of a Terry favorite, you know.
It was.
A good way to start the season off.
That exactly right. I can't think of that game without thinking of Terry Tote. So for the Cavaliers, Carl, see if maybe they can just get something positive going at the end of this ball game. Just get some good juices.
Yep. 5 minutes and counting.
Inside of 5 minutes, the clock will run. DeBerzy from shotgun. Little pump action. He's in trouble in the backfield. He's going to tuck, run, and not much room to run. Gets 1 yard out to the 41. And Carlinville takes a quick timeout with 4:47 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with them. We'll come back to the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. Chad Easterday called the timeout to have a moment with his first-string offense. He then pulled them off the field and brought in his second-string unit. So, Carl, there's a lot of seniors over there on the Carlinville sideline right now just giving each other hugs and handshakes. And, you know, the game today obviously didn't go the way they wanted as Rex Reels keeps it on the keeper, and he pours out across the 45 to about the 46. But you think about this group of seniors for Carthenville, all the football they've played – over the years. You think about the tradition-rich Carlinville program. So there is a lot of emotions for these kids right now because they have played a lot of football for the city of Carlinville.
They have indeed. And it starts early in Carlinville.
It does. And, you know, this is the moment you never think about it. You can't allow yourself to think about the end when you're still in it. But this game, the nature of how the margin is, the Cavaliers have had some time here to come to grips with what the outcome is going to be today. But that doesn't mean it's any easier when it finally hits you for real.
No, and it don't matter if it's a state final and you win it. Yeah, I mean, you're happy for a long time, but then you realize, wow, I'm done. No matter when the last game is for a senior, it's the last game in a high school for a senior.
And we talk about it all the time, but that's just the difference with football. There's no pickup tackle football games at the park. You know, you can go play basketball.
Play a little basketball for sure, yeah.
Low snap back to Duckles. He gets a nice kick away. That's going to take a bounce, a Carlinville bounce inside the 20 and roll down inside the 10 as we're inside of 3.5 minutes for the ball game. And Carlinville still with the hugs over there on the sideline. And it's so hard sometimes, Carl, when a season ends like this with a big old thud, right? 54-7.
You hate that, obviously.
You hate that. But think about all the great moments and things that Carlinville had for them this year. I mean, Carson Weiser and Ethan Siglock, they set school records for their offensive production that they put up this year. You think about, they had Pena on the ropes now in week 9. Remember, they are up a point, had Pena pinned on their own 1-yard line. Pena goes 99 yards and gets the win. Of course, Pena into the quarterfinals, but we saw it that night, right? That was Carlinville playing well.
Absolutely.
They didn't have their best today, but I do think a lot of that is to be credited to Mount Carmel. What Carlinville, it wasn't that Carlinville didn't necessarily do things.
Right.
It was that Mount Carmel didn't allow it to happen.
When we started talking about, well, they're not missing tackles. These guys have moves that makes them miss tackles more so. They just hadn't seen them during the year as much. And didn't. It's not like they have blazing speed, Mount Carmel, but they have good speed all around, and they also have, like I say, those crazy moves, especially their quarterback. He must put on like 7 different moves on that one touchdown run he had.
Well, I mean, yeah, for whoever plays Mount Carmel moving forward, the ability to wrap up Sisson and get him on the ground will be critical because Carlinville was unable to do it here today. You see a lot of long, disappointed faces, obviously, across the Cavaliers sideline right now. And it gets to be a long bus ride home. But, you know, Carl, I always think about it like, they're devastated now, upset now. But at some point on that bus ride home,
yeah,
it'll start to feel a little bit better. All of a sudden you're thinking about all the good times you had with your buddies playing ball over the years. And then you start to think about, yeah, you know what? We accomplished a lot of great things.
Sure.
In our careers.
Made a playoffs. Won a playoff game. That's something to remember,
Carl,
forever.
I said it this morning on Sports Saturday. If you win a playoff game, that goes from a good year to a great year.
Right.
Anything past the second round is absolute gravy. But when you win a playoff game in football, you had a remarkable season. And the Cavaliers got that done against the Coin last week. Just wasn't their day here this afternoon in Mount Carmel. As the Cavaliers have their backup unit on there. Nice tackle made over there by Kyle Carricker. Kyle gets a tackle into the stat sheet here. Just a half minute left in the ball game. And we got an injured Carlinville player. That's Trenton Clevenger. He is smarting over there. Not sure what happened to Trenton. They're calling for a trainer. Something to do with his hand. I don't know. He might have a finger dislocated or something, the way he's holding his hand. The Mount Carmel training staff is going to come across the field and take a look at Trenton Clevenger. He's just kind of holding his left hand out. And just has the look to me, Carl. You know, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Has the look to me of just something they're going to try to pop back in.
So we have a final on Williamsville, 35, Fairfield. Only 16. Not shocking. Williamsville is just a powerhouse year after year.
Year in, year out. So as far as the South Central goes today, Carlinville and Vandalia going to bow out. Pena is going to move on to the quarterfinals. 54-7 is going to be the final here this afternoon at the Snake Pit as Mount Carmel put it away early in the third quarter. 54-7, Mount Carmel onto the state quarterfinals. Carletonville sees their season come to a close at 8-3. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Mount Carmel following these messages on WSMI. The teams shake hands at midfield as Mount Carmel heads over to their band in front of those big concrete bleachers cut into the side of the hill here as they sing the school song after a victory over Carletonville today. 54-7, the Cavaliers still huddled up down there between the 35 and 30-yard lines. And Carl, for coaches, I know Chad Eusey has said it before, him and his staff, they're the lucky ones. They get to do it every year. But for the kids, you know, it can be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so I'm sure there's a lot of that type of talk going on in that huddle right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, remind them how a great season they had, too. And obviously, they had a fantastic season.
And thanking them for all the hard work they put in, all the time, effort, and energy. And like we were alluding to before, not just over the last however many weeks this year. You're talking about from the time they were seven. What they've put
sure.
in, right? And then you think about this, like the group of seniors, everything they went through in terms of all the COVID stuff and all the different things that they had to deal with. You know, they played a lot of football games this calendar year.
Yeah, they did. That's right. What, six-game schedule? Yeah. So, wow.
Yes, they played 17 games in the calendar year.
There you go. Pro schedule.
Pro schedule. That's exactly right. And, Carl, we just kind of, you know, kind of looking at this game now in the rearview mirror. Three and outs were the story for Carletonville. Four of their six possessions in the first half ended in three and outs. And then their first pass of the second half gets intercepted. And it felt at the half like they maybe had a chance, right? Because at the end of the first half, down 25-7, they have first and goal at the 11.
Yeah, and they had that pass in the end zone that got tipped away on third down. And I think that kind of tipped the scale to, well, you go into halftime without a score. Even though you had their first good drive, it just – didn't give them any extra momentum from that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Mount Carmel defense, they're riding high into the locker room, right? And then the first play out of the locker room, they get the interception. And really from that point.
That was basically a tip ball.
Right, and that was the game. Once that ball was picked, Mount Carmel was in the end zone just two plays later. Carletonville then, their next drive, goes three and out. The snap on the punt is bad. Duckles is tackled at his own 7-yard line. One play later, Mount Carmel into the end zone again, and that was that 54-7. Winds up being the final here today. Just one more score update for you here. Central A&M is leading 7-0 in the opening quarter of their game against Camp Point Central. But, Carl, as we just kind of recap Carletonville this year, boy, Carson Weiser was electric, and Aiden DeBerzy had a lot of really fine moments. And Zach Reels, to me, really stood out on the defensive side of the ball this year.
Dedicated. Carson Weiser, I mean, that he has a pretty normal game for him because he has the big play. But seven catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Well, that's good stats. Unfortunately, I look at the rest, and they're just not good stats because no one else had much going on. The running game was totally shut down by this big defensive line.
Yeah, the power of Mount Carmel was the difference here today. Offensive line, defensive line controlled by the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. We want to thank all the folks here at Mount Carmel. Unbelievable hospitality over here on the Indiana border. So we thank all the folks here for their hospitality. Second time we've been here in 3 years, and I hope we don't come back for a while, quite frankly. Nice place.
Well,
but it's a long way away.
Of course, it means we got a playoff team coming down.
That's true. So I retract my statement.
But we could find a closer place.
We could find a closer
place. A different place. A happier, closer place. Yes, that would be nice.
A neat place to watch a ball game, though. Thanks to our football sponsors, man. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. And this is our final football broadcast of the year. But please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast, because it is those businesses that make our broadcast possible on WSMI. Without our sponsors, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Levi Ubelt and Gabe Osborne for their work back in the studio today. Your final one more time as the Mount Carmel players begin the ascent up the stairs. Mount Carmel beats Carletonville 54-7. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from the Snake Pit in Mount Carmel.